Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview today in the studio. We are joined by Pastor Angela from Ascension St. Matthew's Church. Pastor Angela, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, so we were getting in. We're going to be talking about Fat Tuesday. That's coming up on Tuesday, March 4th, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Ascension St. Matthew's Church at 522 North Homestead Boulevard in Price. And this is always a big event for the community. People love Fat Tuesday. And I think one of the biggest parts is it lives up to the name. You are going to get some pretty good food with this event. So let's talk about what's on the menu at this event.
Well, as always, we have our outstanding, I would say award-winning, pancakes with our secret ingredient. And we will have eggs and ham and, as always, a drink, whether it's coffee, tea, whatever someone might like.
And I think a special part of this menu, too, is that you have gluten-free pancakes as well. So this is something for everyone.
Yes. We recognize that not everybody can eat flour products. So we want to make sure that we are inclusive. And this way, those who cannot eat regular pancakes can come and enjoy some gluten-free ones.
And, you know, that's always good to see, especially with these charity events. I feel like that's a group of people who, you know, they get left behind in these big food-based events, but this is a great way to keep them involved in it. Now, in addition to this is more than just a dinner. We were talking about it before we came on air.
Oh, yes.
This is going to be a whole lot of fun, and a part of that, you guys have a costume contest where you're going to be wearing Mardi Gras costumes, and then you're going to be playing Who's Behind the Mask. So let's talk about that for a second. What kind of costumes are you expecting to see?
Well, you know, if one goes down to New Orleans, which of course we're not in New Orleans, but I hope that some people will get crazy and enjoy this opportunity to be flamboyant, because that is what Mardi Gras is about. It's this flamboyance. And we are looking to award a prize to the best costume, Mardi Gras costume, that evening. And then, who's behind the mask? We are taking pictures of different people around the community wearing a Mardi Gras mask, and we give you the opportunity to find out, to guess, who is this person? And then there will be a drawing for all those who get it right to win a prize.
And that just sounds like it's so much fun. People around the community getting involved, trying to guess who they are. It's going to be so fun getting out in the community like this. That's what I love so much about Ascension St. Matthew's, is you guys are really, you put forth a full community effort. You put aside, you know, religious affiliations, whether they be, you invite everyone in. I just love that about the church.
Oh, you are so kind. I appreciate you. And yes, the Ascension St. Matthew's truly strives to be a place that all people are welcome. And we really believe in the strength of our community. So I hope that people will take this opportunity to visit our church, have a great meal, and get to show their whimsical nature and dress up and see if they can win a prize.
And then another fun part of this is you're going to have the gift shop open there at
yes.
the church. And something big that you didn't have last time we talked about this is you guys are accepting major credit cards now.
I know. And that may seem like a no big deal to some people, but for our church, it has been a long time coming, and we are excited that now we can accept major credit cards. So whether you want to pay for your meal with a credit card, whether you want to pay for something at the gift shop, you have that ability. You can also take out the food. I mean, if you don't want to stay in the church and you just want to come and take it home, you're welcome to do that too.
So let's talk about pricing for a second. So you, like you said, dine in or take out. How much are people looking at for a meal here?
Well, we did go up slightly in our prices, but not a lot. The individual is $7. And the pancakes are all you can eat. And then a family of four is $25. So if you have a family of four, and that you will come out way ahead if you buy one ticket for a family of four than four individual tickets. I won't do the math. I don't do public math. And then children under three eat free when accompanied by an adult. So I hope that there's opportunity for all people to come and enjoy this lovely meal.
It's a really affordable event, too, and that always helps, especially when you're doing something like a pancake dinner. Now, something we talked about a little bit off air was people can buy these tickets in advance, and that's good for the people who might be hungry when they show up so they don't have to wait in line.
That's right. So if you come, there is a number you can call, the church's number, which is 435-637-0106. And if you don't get a live person, leave your name and phone number and how many tickets you want, and we can make sure that those tickets are set aside, and you can come by when the church is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 1 and pay for your tickets and pick them up in advance.
Now, Pastor Angela, this is going to be a super fun event, but unfortunately we are running out of time here. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is the time to have fun, my friends. Come out and get fat with us before Lent begins.
Well, Pastor Angela, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Pastor Angela from Ascension St. Matthew's Church, and we were talking about Fat Tuesday coming up on March 4th, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Ascension St. Matthew's Church at 522 North Homestead Boulevard in Price. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.